So we did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We averted the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's
true. Jared's still sick.
I'm not sick anymore.
You're going to hear like three people coughing this whole week.
And they're all Jared.
You guys didn't hear? You didn't hear about the apocalypse?
No.
What apocalypse?
Well, apparently the world was supposed to end Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, that is right. Yeah. Yeah. Someone else, some idiot was just like, because that's all I saw on Twitter, was like, oh my God, the 23rd, you're all dead. Like,
yeah.
What?
But we did it. We're here. And we're alive.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Here's the worst part. Is it the apocalypse? He was 2 days off. So tomorrow the world ends, and this episode never sees the light of day.
Fuck.
That's why I was concerned that we were going to record before.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but...
Are you done fucked it now? So what is up with it? This is How We Do Podcasts. We're a self-help podcast.
And that's what an intro sounds like if you don't plan it.
Yeah. From the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I'm that sweet youthful boy. I'm Ian.
I'm that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
Ooh, I forgot my name.
You're the brain of a child.
I'm the brain of a child. I didn't forget it, guys.
Well, it's just like a child to forget stuff.
I've been sick for a week.
Yeah.
And almost died.
Brain sick.
I had 105 degree fever.
Ooh.
Maybe it deleted some stuff out the top here.
Hey, it's your lie. Tell how you want.
What was my nickname?
Yeah, wow. All right.
It was,
I'm just going to let you figure this one out.
The North Star or something.
Okay.
I lead the podcast. Because it wasn't quite the compass. It was...
No, it wasn't the compass. No, that was that was when we worked together.
I'm the cardinal direction north.
There you go.
The compass rose.
Yeah. All right, cool.
So, it is not time... But it is time to get that sweet, sweet Tuesday out of the way.
We have a couple here. Tuesday the 26th. National Dumpling Day.
Oh my God.
I don't like that one.
No, not a fan of that one.
Like, fuck you.
National Johnny Appleseed Day.
Okay.
Just I don't know who that is.
Go out there, spreading your seed, just, you know.
Oh,
I've been trying that. I've been trying that for a while.
Hey, Gage's been on Tinder trying to be Johnny Appleseed.
I haven't been on Tinder, but it's like I'm playing my own game. Where I'm like, who wants my seed? Johnny Appleseed of you
of today.
Yeah, let me give you my seed.
We have National Situational Awareness Day.
Oh fuck.
That's not a bad one. That's a good one.
I have no situational awareness about anything.
I don't even say
situational awareness.
Not even sure how to talk anymore. But your sickness got rid of alphabet.
It got rid of everything. It just jumbled a lot of shit up and everything.
You know just got a bunch of Scrabble tiles and just threw them against the wall. And that's what we're saying right now.
It emptied half that bag.
We got National Shamu the Whale Day.
Oh, fuck yeah. Anybody watch that documentary, Blackfish?
It sucks.
It's really depressing.
Don't watch it.
It'll make you sad.
Why?
Because it's about like how SeaWorld fucks up orca whales and how terrifying everything is. Well, they fuck the people when they get mad.
Yeah.
Well, the dolphins do, especially.
Yeah, you know dolphins drag people down to the water and rape them to death?
Dolphins are rapers.
They are rapers.
Yeah, they do that.
Modern Cosbys. That's what they call them. The modern Cosby.
The modern day Cosby.
Mm-hmm. I think Cosby's still the modern Cosby, though, right?
No,
Cosby's not so modern anymore. You seen that face?
No, he's walking around going
giving out pudding for free.
Yeah, he
doesn't. That's what his lady sound like after his
after he gets in there pudding.
Yeah, that's how he knows it's working.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's the sign.
Rape jokes already, everybody. Let's keep going.
National Woman Road Warrior Day.
Oh, no.
I think that one's the ticket.
Oh, no.
Mad Mandy.
Mad Mandy.
Mad Mandy.
Well, this is exactly what it sounds like. Not really.
Is there a description for one of those things today?
There is.
Road Warrior Woman Day. What's it called?
National Women's Road Warrior Day.
Okay.
This is a day to honor women who travel for business. While men were the main business travelers in the past, women now account for half of all work-related travel.
Women account for half the population. Oh,
exactly.
That's how numbers work.
Wait. Wait, of course.
That's kind of redundant, huh? Yeah.
What's this third gender that's taking up the other percentage? Like, what am I supposed to be surprised about?
Oh, half half.
Were you gonna boss bring up baby. Oh man,
it's boss baby.
Oh my god.
Are you gonna bring up the wage scale too, and how they're not being paid as much or something? How political do you want
to
get with this?
How much do women make per mile compared to men?
Per mile,
53%, 54%.
I think it's like 73%.
Do their cars have different gas mileage?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, does this include escorts?
Oh,
I think they.
I think enough people drive escorts that it probably counts. Yeah.
No, road walkers are hookers.
Yeah, that's a road walkers.
Road warriors. Are
well, then again,
escorts.
You can think road warriors, the prostitutes that fight for them. That's a road warrior.
They are their own pimp.
They're paving the way.
Yeah.
You can find Candy in a phone book and she'll meet you somewhere. That is a road warrior. She will walk through snow and rain and yeah. 4-inch stilettos. That's a road warrior. Thank you, Candy.
Find a man that can do that.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, good luck. Not in this room.
Good luck.
Candy is a better woman than me.
Happy National Women's Road Warrior
this
Day.
This one's for you, Candy.
Can we get a shout out?
Oh man,
the whole LA area.
Mm-hmm. Vegas is probably bigger, right?
Yeah. Vegas is the National Road Warrior Day capital.
They probably, oh man, business is booming today. Let's call Vegas.
How many warriors you got?
Let me talk about those road warriors.
Which one's the ultimate warrior?
Yeah. Whose heart's gonna explode soon?
Oh my god.
Have we hit the bottom of the barrel yet with this episode?
I think we're still scraping.
We're getting there, yeah.
We're still scraping.
Hey, if you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe.
Yeah. If you like listening to us talk about rape and prostitutes.
Road warriors. Damn it, Ian.
Come on.
From now on, can we just call them? Can we change their names from prostitutes to road warriors?
Yes.
I'm legally all for it.
If I get to the point where I have to order some road warriors, I will let you know in that fashion. Road Warriors are on the way today.
Wasn't there a wrestler or a group of wrestlers named the Road Warriors?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
The Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Animal
okay.
Hawk.
Okay.
The Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
I didn't watch wrestling, so I don't know.
I watched too much.
All into those Road Warriors.
Yep.
poor boy.
Jared, stop coughing.
Yeah, you sick ass.
Wasn't me.
How do they know?
They don't.
I'm done coughing.
That's the secret.
Theater of the mind.
I should have brought some lozenges.
Lozenges. Is it lozenges, not lozenges? Or do you take the lozenges?
You don't know what I'm ordering.
It's the Road Warrior
don't
special.
Don't judge me. It's National Road Warriors Women's Day or something. What is it? Hooker Patrol. What do we got?
There you go. The Ho Police.
Yeah. The Ho Train.
The Ho World is coming after.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're fans.
Yeah.
They subscribe. Those Mongolian hookers.
The one Mongolian hooker.
Oh, it's going to boom after this week. They're like, oh, yeah.
They support what we do.
Yeah.
Throw that hashtag in there. We'll get them again.
I would tag Mongolian hookers in this week's episode. Yes.
We're reaching out while they're reaching under. That's all it is.
Reaching around, damn it. You had it.
Under, in, around. It's all relative.
Uptown, downtown.
Yeah.
Uptown
fuck you up.
I just want to be touched.
Well, today's the day for that, my friend.
Yes!
We averted the apocalypse.
Are there discounts on Road Warrior Women's Day or whatever?
Yes.
Ho Day.
Probably. Absolutely. Mm. It's a national holiday.
There's a special. They got to throw something there for free.
Something.
Cradle the balls.
No, you said they'll throw something in there for free.
Oh, I get you now.
But in where?
That's the thing.
In there.
Some DLC.
Some TLC.
We need to keep going. Is that all that these days
so, had? We just averted the apocalypse. And without... Well, we don't know if anything bad happened. But if you guys could pick one apocalypse that you would rather have, what would it be?
What do you mean rather have?
Like, you got zombies, you got meteors, you got, like, the tectonic plates shifting and lava's coming everywhere, or, like, day after tomorrow shit.
Okay.
Like, what apocalypse would you rather have? What apocalypse do you think you have the most chance of surviving?
So if we were forced to choose one apocalypse,
what would
which
it be?
One would we pick?
I could outrun flowers. So I'd be better than Mark Wahlberg. It's happening.
Don't take your plane.
Run away from the plane.
He's a seasoned and well-respected actor, okay? We might have him on the show.
Bullshit, Mark Wahlberg sucks.
Dude, he's amazing. Have you seen The Departed?
They paid that guy $68 million.
Wait, was it Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
That's why I
thought it was Matt Damon.
No. Oh, well, Matt he was Damon. In Apocalypse Movie. What, which one was he in?
I don't know, but
Green
I
Zone?
Thought... I Korean know. Zone.
Green Zone?
Oh, Green
Zone. My, the apocalypse that I feel like I could survive long enough to the point where eventually I'd have to give in is when you sleep with a hooker or an escort, you turn into one. And that's the overrun gosh. Apocalypse that we have. So Vegas is the is ground zero, and it breaks out from there. And then you hit the other big cities, L.A., even Toronto's got hookers, whatever. It's New coming York. From all over places. The Mongolian ones are coming over the sea, and they're coming to get me.
They're coming quick.
They're coming fast.
The land pirates.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No.
Back to that, I see.
They got hooker boats. Because they're sea pirates.
How are they different?
They're hepatitis C pirates. So they're moving on. They're coming in hard, and I'm just I'm Mad Maxing the shit out of this. I'm Evil Dead chainsaw hand and going in because I'm like I'm Apocalypse. I need weapon arms, a shotgun and a chainsaw, and I'm just fucking shotgunning and chainsaw hookers until I'm done. And then when they have to forcibly fuck me to death to provide a turn into hooker, I'll be the hooker with a shotgun arm and a chainsaw hand, and I'll be king queen hooker.
Death Queen by- Road Warrior, thank you.
Sorry.
Death by snooze snoo.
Yeah. Death by snooze snoo.
So that's what happens. Dude, the world's overrun by hookers. And then aliens come in from space to see, like, we're going to go check this out. We're going to go finally go see what's all going on Earth. And it's just hookers fucking each other forever.
And I want you to be front row with your shotgun and chainsaw. I'll be like, welcome to Earth.
Yeah. Brent, how's it going? We have women and men who will sleep with you for a small fee.
Only on today.
Only on today. National Hooker Awareness. What is it? Road Warrior Women?
God. Women's Warrior.
Women Warriors Day.
National Woman Warrior Women's Day.
I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore. Now, so the apocalypse happens. Aliens come in. And they decide they got to wipe out the Earth. And then they blow it up. But the Big Bang happens all over again. Second Earth.
Ooh, that's also clever, the Big Bang.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the apocalypse?
Well, it was for someone.
The Big Bang. No, that is...
Second apocalypse happens.
Oh.
Second Big Bang, sorry.
Are you in the second stage?
No, I die. Unfortunately, I die. However,
aren't you immune superior...
Huh?
Aren't you immune to that as a road warrior? Aren't you immune to...
No, the world blows up.
Sounds like a movie.
Some aliens get out. The Will Smith alien gets out. Hits the button, everybody blows up.
Okay.
There's a Will Smith alien in this. I forgot to mention. It would understand if you saw it in a movie. It blows up. My skin cells survive in space. The plant comes back together. I turn into Ego from Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Nice.
And then I start a new world of hookers.
So I asked you if you died in the first stage, and you said yes.
Yeah, but my cells live.
So you live.
Have you seen Dragon Ball Z?
Yes.
Cell dies and then comes back immediately.
But he didn't die.
He's dead. Blew up and then he's back. Put together with his own cells. Like one of these. Bloop. Viewers at home, take your hands and spread them the fingers apart as far as possible.
Put them together.
And put them together. Bloop. That's what I'm doing right here.
It's very provocative.
Was that good enough apocalypse for you?
I think so.
Yeah, it was pretty one. Sexy for a while.
Well, now
for a while, until the aliens got there.
For some people, it's not an apocalypse. Some people, that's heaven. But
well, I didn't say which part I hated.
There you go. So there's an apocalypse in there somewhere.
The part where the Earth explodes.
Oh my God! I'm just imagining CNN going, "People are being fucked to death and they turn into hookers." Lock inside, get inside.
I'm not Fox. Really sure what's happening.
Yeah.
Fox News is like, "Nope, it's not happening. It's not happening."
Fake news.
There it is. There it is again. What about you, Jared? What's your apocalypse?
Sorry to go first.
It's okay, you got outshot everybody.
Mine's a lot.
You fucked us all with your apocalypse, literally and
they
figuratively.
They fucked me too.
Mine's a lot less imaginative than Gage's, but I don't know that necessarily this is like the one that I would survive the longest in, but it would be the one that I would have the most fun in. Which would just
I already
be
said
zombies.
The hooker one. Oh.
I mean, a zombie apocalypse, an excuse to fucking just blindly beat the shit out of things until I die.
Unless you get sick.
Yeah, what if you're the first?
Whatever.
An excuse. You are the first zombie.
To blindly eat people
Wait,
until I die.
Hold on, let me... what if you are the first zombie? That's a big responsibility. If you die first, immediately, it's over.
That's game
over. Yeah, apocalypse of Earth.
You have to get at least one more person.
Yeah. What if that's what happened this weekend? A zombie showed up and there was like, fuck that, and killed it, and it was like, apocalypse of Earth. Mm. What if every time...
There's supposed to be an apocalypse?
There has been one. Sucks. But the first zombie is not good enough to hit anybody. It's so they're just like dead. Like,
what if it was supposed to be me, but the antibiotic stopped it on Saturday? Just think about this.
Well, we haven't made it through this whole episode yet. Think about this.
On Saturday,
yeah, I've been coughing.
Was all Saturday was when it was supposed to happen, right?
No.
And yes. Saturday was when I stopped being sick.
So they're giving you false hope. It's like, oh, maybe you're fine.
Yeah, maybe I'm fine.
Did you call CNN and let them know?
What?
No. That you're fine. I did not.
I actually can't use my phone anymore. Like, my fingers are starting to fall off and shit. It's weird.
Yeah, CMN. Not good for you.
Yeah.
Tylenol.
Tylenol. Yeah. Amoxicillin.
Mm-hmm.
Took a lot of that this week.
Oak tree.
I ate some oak bark.
What are you guys talking about?
So, yeah.
I was thinking of something in my head, and I came back to trees. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Apocalypse. It's crazy.
I agree with Jared. Totally for the zombie apocalypse. I feel like Walking Dead and everything have like prepared me of like what to do.
Sure.
And everything.
I have a hatchet in my backpack.
Okay.
Is that here?
You start calling that a hack pack.
It's my zombie apocalypse backpack. I had to surrender a pocket knife at the Caps game on Saturday because I forgot it was in my pocket, and I walked up there and I was like, I can't take this in there, can I? And she was like, nope. I was like, you can keep it. And then I left. I just walked away. I just sat it down and walked away.
Why didn't you get it when you got back?
Because they're not going to hold it for you.
Put it in a plant, like outside or something.
Hide it
under a rock.
2-inch pocket knife.
Eat it.
It was $5.
Put it in the out hole.
Yeah. The black cherry.
I'll just get another one.
I don't know.
You never know, man.
You would have had a sweet story for the podcast.
Let's say the apocalypse happens while you're at that hockey game. You got to poop out that knife and then go to town.
And you're the hero.
I love that's a story arc where it's like, I have a knife to defend us, but I have to poop it out.
God, I have to go to the bathroom really bad.
Don't watch.
I pucker when I'm nervous.
So, Kyle, you also said zombies.
Yes.
Where do you guys think the zombie apocalypse would start?
Vegas.
Oh.
Or Florida.
Vegas.
I was going to say, just based on population, China.
Or like some kind of like third world.
Yeah, India.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get dumb sick over there.
Or fuck a monkey.
Or like how did Ebola start? It started like, in like Africa? No, that was crack and everything. The government made crack.
I had Ebola this morning. Ebola cereal.
I hate you.
I saw you thinking of that joke. Like, I could see it in your head, and I was like, here it goes.
But all it takes is for someone else to come over and be like, oh, we're going to help them out and everything. They get infected, fly back to where they live, and then everybody.
Yeah, that almost happened with Ebola, basically. Yeah. Like, where they're landing planes, like, wherever. Like, get this person off here. We have to kill them or something.
Burn their body.
Yeah. Who is the worst person? And Ian, we'll get to your apocalypse in a second. Because you didn't say yours, right?
Mm-mm, not yet.
Who is the worst person to be the first zombie? Or who's the most feared first zombie? Hulk Hogan?
No.
Vin Diesel?
The scariest or the worst?
The person who's going to be like, I'm King Zombie now. And he starts the apocalypse.
Conor McGregor.
No.
Dwayne
The Rock fucking Johnson.
That was my next one.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
He can divert a submarine missile with his foot.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I'm sorry, what?
Fast Furious.
That's never seen it.
True documentary.
Jason Statham.
That's a good one. I would have said, is it Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
Bleep it out.
I think that was kind of sexual.
It's begun.
You're going to stop there?
No, I'm not confident enough in that it's his name.
Sylvester Stallone is his name.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Good job. You did it.
I would say him, but he's kind of like, he's weak now.
So it's like saying Steven Seagal.
Like, it's Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, that's like saying Stephen Hawking. Oh, zombie on wheels. That's way worse.
Oh, shit.
He can't run out of stamina. He's always rolling.
He can.
Batteries, man.
Yeah.
No, solar power.
He's so smart.
Oh, shit, he is solar powered. You're right.
They are?
I'm pretty
Fuck
sure.
Fuck off, dude.
Stephen Hawking's gotta be solar powered.
He invented the black hole. Of course he's gonna invent a wheelchair that doesn't need electricity.
The sun. We're not talking about the hookers anymore, okay? Calm down.
What if
he
did?
Is a hooker. Hooker on wheels. Like a food truck.
half and half for 50.
God damn it. You have to move my arms for me, though.
I can literally... I can only talk to you.
It's like a Dutch rudder with someone else's arm. Oh, no.
Jesus.
You guys are the worst.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm really surprised nobody said Fallout.
Well, it hasn't been your turn yet.
Well, I don't want Fallout. I never really played those games. I really think that either, like, a severe storm or, like, Mad Max.
I mean, we almost had a severe... I mean, we had some pretty severe storms. We're getting that way.
We're getting
down
there,
in
yeah.
Florida now.
I mean, like, day after tomorrow stuff.
Florida? Still mm-hmm. there, yes. Still there. Still exists.
What about Puerto Rico?
Still Puerto there? Rico, it's,
they're
looking,
not doing so great.
It's looking not so great
there. Yeah.
Didn't their whole country just lose power?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. Is Puerto Rico a country? I thought it was considered, like...
Territory.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I think so.
That's for all the dumb kids at home that haven't subscribed yet.
Yeah, it's in DLC.
But I did see a picture of the day after tomorrow, when they had the three hurricanes, and then a picture of, what was it, like,
Harvey.
Irma, Jose, and then another one, in the same, like, another they one. Were, another one.
It was
like
DJ Khaled.
Six hurricanes all at once.
DJ Khaled was like, another one. He was up in the heavens, looking down, being like, another one.
He's not dead.
Another one. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah, physically he might not be dead, but come on now. We all know the truth.
You're right. We are truthers on this.
You're right. You're right. You smart.
The truth is out there. You just have to find it.
You successful.
Take the hinges off the door, put the hinges in the boy's hands.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
X-Files episode almost started, and then we talked about doors.
But I think either the severe storm or, like, road warriors. Not women road warriors.
Say that's my idea.
Yeah, that's you. That's all you. In-N-Out. But, like, In-N-Out burger. But I think that, like, an apocalypse where, like, gas is the currency... be so cool, mainly because I don't really do anything, so I just kind of hang out, have a good time.
Yeah, but you need currency eventually.
No,
you need currency now. No. That's why you have a job.
You're allowed to kill people then.
You can just kill do it now.
The only threat, the only threat to you is another person, not a horde of zombies. It's just like, oh, I got a fast car. It's like, that's cool. I got a gun.
I got six guns.
And now your car is mine.
Yeah, there you go. Currency obtained. That's my job.
New achievement unlocked.
Uh-huh.
Vehicle unlocked.
Boom. Or I could be like one of those weird people that like get like an entire tribe, and then I just have like skulls or something.
That's weird.
You just wear a necklace of skulls.
Yeah, and then teeth. You can call me Gunter.
Gunter.
Gunter the Ravenous. Or Gengar, King of the Universe. That's another one. These are all names I came up with for me. I'm actually Gengar, King of the Universe in one of my chats. It's with my girlfriend.
Nice.
I went into her phone and changed my nickname to Gengar. And hers is Thunder Dragon.
Nice. A little insight into your personal life.
A little bit.
Yeah. Like in case you guys are wondering.
I was.
Good.
That was I was topic. Wondering, too.
That was my talk.
Damn it.
Cut half the podcast out right there.
Yeah. Fuck. There goes one of our topics.
Cool. Is that everything for apocalypses?
I think
apocalyptes?
So.
I mean, so you guys think you'd last longest in the zombie apocalypse?
Not forever. Longest, no.
No, I don't think I would last longest. No.
I would be the
I
king.
I mean, I'd do all you're right.
I think that I would be okay for a while.
How many seasons?
How many seasons?
Yeah, what season of The Walking Dead do you die on?
Yeah.
What season of The Walking Dead do I die? Probably five or six.
You think so?
I think I make five or six in. And then I think,
isn't
honestly...
that the governor? The
honestly, governor I think you? At that point, it's more I'm just bored more than anything.
Now, would you follow Rick, Governor, or Negan?
Well, I'm trying to survive, so I think that... It would depend. It would depend on where I was. If Negan got to me first, I would just follow. Yeah, all right, cool. Just want my shit.
Right now, if you could choose, and not knowing that the governor's dead, you know, forget all that. Spoilers. I'm sorry. I know. I just fucked your
Arnold Schwarzenegger's dead?
Fuck. Given the current state of the show, who would I follow?
Yeah.
I would follow.
This show?
Well, no. I'd probably be on Negan's side, I guess, because he's a pretty charismatic ass dude. Might be kind of fucked up, but.
What about you, Kyle?
Me? I'm not super caught up with the show, so I'd have to say Rick.
What season do you think you'd die on?
Probably 5.
Five.
But like, I wouldn't die of a zombie. I would die of like boredom. Something stupid.
Ebola.
Yeah.
Bear trap.
Like the sickness that went through the prison. Something like that.
You'd trip over something and like bounce your head off a stair and die.
Yeah. Something like that.
Or you'd trip and accidentally shoot yourself.
Yeah. And then I'd like call for help. I'd call for help and then zombies would come and just like finish me off. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah. What about you, Gage?
So what? Who are these people? The governors, that's obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
100%.
Right.
Rick, that's Rick Astley. Rick Astley. Okay.
Yeah, Rick Astley.
And then Rick Astley. Who's this other guy?
Negan.
Oh, Negan.
Yeah.
No one sounds like Negan.
No.
Damn it, I had nothing to go on that. That wasn't incredibly racist.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Feel like Schwarzenegger feels like the safest, but he killed the Predator, you know?
That's true.
He did kill the Predator.
And he was also... Nope, I'm thinking of something.
That's Mark Wahlberg.
Stay away from the plane.
Rick Astley, entertaining. And he will never give me up.
Exactly.
And he will never let me... Oh!
That was going to be
Rick
my choice.
Rick Astley is the... Because I don't know who this Negan guy is. I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm not even sure that's a person. That sounds like a company.
I see why he went with Negan. His needs are bad.
Yes.
So he needs Negan.
You're stretching here. Wow. You're really reaching.
Hey, it's National Rick Road Astley. Warriors Day.
Is I'd go with him. I'd marry him and we'd be together.
Oh. Marry one, kill one, fuck one.
I'm gonna marry Ashley. I'm gonna fuck Schwarzenegger because you get to fuck the guy that killed the Predator and then kill. I don't know who Negan is. I don't care about him. Kill him. So does that work?
Yeah.
Does that like answer that your question? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's a solid answer. What season would you die on?
Fall. Right before winter.
Right before the hard part.
It's very cinematic with the leaves changing.
Everybody changes and they just like wisp away.
They would play Landslide by Stevie Nicks as my body would deteriorate under leaves before the snow hits. God, I am a TV genius.
Like Yoda.
Yeah. Alright. Settled.
All right, please, God, tell me you have something.
So, let me ask you guys a couple questions.
This is my favorite part.
I already answered a bunch today.
Yes, I am.
You're on a roll.
Would you rather shit actual bricks or vomit slugs?
Vomit slugs.
Vomit slugs.
Now, is your ass...
You're capable of shitting brick.
So, it's like normal, then.
You're capable of shitting a brick.
So, like, you're, like, used to it. But like, you've been doing it forever.
It's still painful. It still sucks.
You take hard shits.
Thanks for telling me. I was unaware.
No, I said, you take.
I take them, yeah.
Do I have my own ass or somebody else's ass?
It's your own ass.
Can I use somebody else's ass?
No.
To shit these bricks? Probably vomit slugs.
Or you're vomiting slugs. Okay.
Vomit slugs.
It only
depends on how much you vomit now.
That's
right?
Just gross.
Not really.
To think
I mean,
about.
Because those slugs aren't crawling out of your stomach. Are they?
And they're slimy. They just come right out.
Shit. If you shit bricks, you can start your own business and make a bunch of money.
Donald Trump would be real proud of
it. Smell really bad. We sell really bad smelling houses.
Would it be?
Are they actual bricks?
I mean, I did put shit actual bricks.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
Boom.
You're a perpetual machine.
You're an entrepreneur at that
concrete
point.
Master.
I don't think that's...
Isn't that what that is?
You got that concrete
Someone's already invented bricks.
Hey, my boss said that once. I thought that was relevant.
I'm just so exhausted. I've been building this house for 6 months.
Taco Bell after taco.
So much fiber.
What if he had diarrhea? Does it break down the consistency of the brick?
It's gravel.
Pebbles.
Yeah. It's gravel. It's not so bad.
They need a driveway too.
There you go.
Shit.
I don't know what I'm working on today.
It could be taller than Tar and Chip.
It's the worst Minecraft ever.
Would you rather pee yourself in public once a week or shit your pants every day but in private?
When does that happen?
Well, every day for the shitting your pants.
Yeah.
You pee yourself in public once a week, but it's in public.
I would do the shit my pants thing.
Yeah. Or you shit your pants, but it's
yeah. Because if I wake up and I'm like getting ready for work and I shit my pants, I'm like, well, guess I'll shower and change my pants.
Private could be in your car on your way to work.
True. Better. But then I'm calling out sick.
I would rather just... Yeah, but you have to do that every day almost.
You consider being in your car on the way to work, private?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I would say if you're in your car, you're in the privacy of your own car.
That's a private zone.
Yeah, but people can see into the car.
Tinted windows.
You can still tinted see windows if you shit your pants.
I'd rather do the pee your pants once a week and just wear a diaper.
But then you're like...
That's cheating.
No.
That's cheating.
That isn't cheating.
It says, let me see your phone.
Then I would just wear a diaper when I shit my
no
pants.
No diapers.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, it does specifically say you cannot wear a diaper.
No. Does it say Ian is not allowed to wear a diaper?
It says on here, Ian is not allowed to make any loopholes for these questions.
Oh, weird. My hooker apocalypse weird. Thing's on there.
So I have a question about the shitting your pants one.
Yep, sure.
Is it the same time every day?
No.
It's just, it's going to happen.
At some point so during like, your day, you're shitting yourself.
So, like, if I haven't shit my pants by 11:59...
You know you're about to shit. You know it's coming.
And then, as soon as I shit my pants and
you
change,
can shit your pants right after.
Shit your pants right immediately after.
Yep.
Yes. I'd still rather do the pee your pants once a week in public.
No. Once a week?
Because you can claim, like, oh, I'm disabled.
That's true.
You can be like, oh, I'm retarded. It's okay.
I'm Mark Wahlberg.
Stay away from the
okay,
pants.
I'm sorry. We didn't know.
Matt Damon.
Yeah,
I think I'm just gonna piss my pants.
Yeah, I'm pissing my pants once a week.
I'm kind of leaning to the piss my pants thing because I was thinking let's say I'm married and we're still inside the house together. That's still privacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So you're shitting your pants in front of this person now.
True. Privacy doesn't mean you're alone.
Fair.
That's true.
I don't want the person that's gonna. You know what?
Now, what if you shit the bed?
You can shit the bed.
Oh God.
Yeah, and
I'm still taking the shit out.
And that becomes a whole day.
All right, so we're going to get into some apocalypse little question here.
You weren't wrong.
Yeah, I didn't even read it.
Would you rather fight a dog-sized cockroach or a horse-sized rat?
Dog-sized cockroach.
With what?
Oh, no, wait. I'm backwards.
Just whatever's available. Whatever's available.
Can you say that one more time?
A dog-sized cockroach... Or a horse-sized rat.
Horse-sized rat.
So a rat the size of a horse or a cockroach the size of a dog.
Cockroaches don't die.
Yeah, you can't kill those things for anything.
Are you serious?
They survive nukes and stuff.
I've never been more serious about anything.
And he talked about his apocalypse. Yeah. That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
You don't just chop off their head, they're dead?
No, they can regrow it.
Fuck off. Seriously?
No.
No, but like for real, they're like really hard to fucking kill.
Yeah, you'd have a better chance stabbing a giant-ass rat in the eyes than you do anything else.
Yeah, or just, you know, getting a gun.
Because you can't step on a big old cockroach.
No.
Can't step on a small cockroach anyway. They'll just be like, I'm alive.
They'll just be like, you tried, faggot. Nice try.
I think I'm going with the horse-sized rat for myself. So
now, is a rat going to steal my pizza?
It could if you have pizza.
No, it will.
What is that from?
Pizza rat.
Pizza rat.
Pizza rat.
Duh. You haven't seen Pizza Rat?
No.
Oh, my gosh. What the fuck?
I'm a child. Is that old?
No.
Is that okay
really.
To say
it's
that?
A couple years old.
Pizza rat?
Yep.
What the fuck is a pizza rat?
I have no idea. What would make you feel dumb?
I see how this goes now.
So horse-sized rat?
Horse-sized rat.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Horse-sized rat, yeah. You've swayed me. You've charmed me.
You Al Caponed him.
Would you rather have... a lifetime supply of meals from your favorite restaurant.
I think I have seen that.
Or a lifetime supply of free gasoline.
Gasoline.
Free gasoline.
You know what my favorite restaurant is cheap as fuck?
Buy a plane.
That's fair. Yeah, my favorite restaurant is not very expensive.
And neither is mine.
Yeah, so gasoline.
Neither is mine. So gasoline.
And then, my apocalypse, gasoline becomes currency.
Yeah.
You're set for
life.
You're
fucking king. If you
hand out too much gasoline,
Gunter.
And then everybody has gasoline, and then you ruin the economy, and then something else becomes currency.
I have gasoline, I become King Gunter.
What becomes currency are plastic gas canisters to carry gasoline, because there's not enough of those around to carry gasoline.
What if you,
That's so weird. That's like wallets being the most valuable.
You can create gasoline.
There's not enough plastic to make credit cards.
The apocalypse is
I have all the plastic, and you need... cash and currency, but you can't get it out of the ATM because you don't have a card.
I hate all of this.
All right, guys.
I'm on a roll.
Last one. Would you rather be found passed out on a pile of sex toys?
Who says I haven't?
Or would you rather have your internet history uploaded onto Facebook?
Internet history uploaded onto Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't look up anything that people don't already look up.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Plus, if I do look it up, it's already on this show or one of the shows already.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah. That's a good point, yeah.
I think I'd probably rather be found passed out on a pile of sex toys just for fun.
Then that picture's gonna get uploaded to Facebook.
Just because and it's like,
that's way worse.
That's a more fun
just story. Just like a porn, like a normal about. Person.
Yeah, I like the waking up on sex toys thing.
Sure, it's a better story.
Yeah, I think it's just a better story to tell.
Other than people being like, oh, so I'm not alone.
Yeah. Oh, they're into that too. Sweet.
Yeah.
Kind of fucking mattress is this?
I'm not that interesting of a person to where my internet history is gonna bite me in the ass.
Okay.
Unless you're into that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then it will literally bite you in the ass.
Listen, this escort hooker thing's gonna work.
Looks like you, on YouPorn, you looked up hookers with chainsaw hands.
Well, I had to see what I was gonna look like.
I'm planning how pretty I was gonna be.
Research, alright, research.
Yeah. It's like that movie with that lady that has the gun for her leg.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You don't.
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Planet
Terror. I actually do.
Yeah.
Isn't Danny Trejo in that, or one of the movies that's offshoot of that? Did you know who Danny Trejo is?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Don't fucking lie to me.
No, he
Danny
was in the
Trejo.
He was in the trailer for Machete.
Yeah, and then they made Machete.
And then they made it.
Machete. Yeah, Machete.
I will always see him as the uncle in Spy Kids.
Oh, yeah, he was the uncle in Spy Kids.
I will always see him as the uncle in Spy Kids. Nothing more.
Can we go on a Spy Kids tangent?
If you want. Yeah, which part do you want to talk about?
I watched The Green Inferno.
Okay.
It's, I think it was directed by, like, Eli Roth. It's about, like, cannibals in this, like, I think it's South America. And one of the kids from Spy Kids is in it.
Mm.
It was pretty good. It's pretty good.
I liked Spy Kids when I was younger.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't care for it.
I liked the first one.
And I never saw the Shark Boy and Lava Girl thing, but I remember when it freaked me out when someone was like, oh, Jacob from Twilight, Shark Boy. And I was like, no fucking mm-hmm. way. They're both the same, like, one's a kid right now, and I looked at him, I was like, wow, what is not a kid right now?
He's more than
a kid. He's a werewolf. What's next?
I think it's time.
Is it time?
It's time.
Can we get that beautiful song that we love? All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the sweet, sweet Kyle Styles. Today on the red carpet, we have again with us, just like every other day that isn't ending in day, Kyle. Kyle, what you sweating today?
Well, today I'm wearing, I think they're Swiss.
Swiss.
A Swiss visor. Oh. Like the eye goggles.
So goggles.
Goggles. Yep. And then I got a sweet, sweet denim jacket.
Go with the denim again.
I know it's you're passe.
You're a denim fiend.
I am. Got a sweet red turtleneck underneath of that jacket.
God, ooh. Now, is it a cutoff turtleneck or are your sleeves attached? Is it
they
a cutoff?
They are not. They are
it's
not.
It's a cutoff turtleneck.
I'm very glad you noticed that because with the jacket on, it's really hard to tell.
No, yes. I can see by your arm movement that you have a lot more motor skills.
But you noticed my arms were smaller?
No, they have a lot more range.
Okay, yeah.
You have a lot more movement capacity.
We're podcasting with Ken Bone.
That's true.
No, this is Kyle. It's a style moment, all right? So fuck your head.
It's fucking red turtleneck.
It's a cut.
It's not striped, okay?
Yeah.
I'm also wearing some matching red mittens.
Mmm, you're going red on red, huh?
Mm-hmm. Red on red on red on red.
Now, are these the mittens that fold backwards to expose your finners?
No, they're not.
No, they're full-blown,
high-grade snow mittens.
Because
they're calling for snow.
Yeah.
So
it gets cold out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What you got on them pantaloons?
Nothing.
You're straight free ballsing?
Nothing.
Free ball to the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's what those mittens are for. It gets a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta hold them.
Yep.
Know when to fold them. I don't know the rest of that one. What do you got? What do you got on those old? What do you got on those stumps?
Knee socks.
I'm loving it. You know, that's the style, not the style that this city deserves, but the style it needs.
They're Argyle.
Don't you dare bring Batman quotes into this. Don't you dare.
They're Argyle knee socks. They have the diamond
Argyle.
Pattern.
Argyle.
Yep.
You know, speaking of which, I have a Jane Fance
looking. Hold on. Where the fuck are you looking?
Looking at the red, in this room. Looking at the stairs, the cinema, Gage. Up the red carpet is a set of stairs.
It out. You're looking in the corner of the room.
Jane Fance. Jane Fance is standing right. You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me in front of my idol. I do not appreciate that. Jane,
take my name off this podcast.
Jane, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about their insecurities. Get on over
at
here. Home,
I just need you to picture Ian looking at Kyle and looking behind him at an imaginary person going, oh, look, there.
Empty bar.
He's right there. This is same old Jane, all right? Same Jane Fance. Leader of the Chicago Cubs.
Oh.
Yeah, Jane Fance. Oh. Sorry, women's team. Yeah, come on now.
She's so fancy.
You're going to congratulate her on the World Series win?
I am, but not yet.
He doesn't know what the World Series is.
Yeah, the world's still here, so it's not. It's series is yet to be concluded, good sir. Jane, can we get a word on Kyle Stiles? I think Kyle Stiles really good.
This is Harry Carey.
What are you talking about? No, I think Kyle Stiles really good. I really appreciate it. He's got the mittens. Thanks, Jane. Now that we're done, Jane, you know you're a lovely guest. I'd love to have you on here again. Hey, let me refine him back here again. Thanks, Jane. This has been a Kyle Stiles. And we're back.
So this is the last episode, right? Like, this is the last one?
Yep.
The last. Like, this is the last Kyle Stiles.
Is this the last one?
I'm canceled.
This is a canceled television show.
That was so good. We had a very special guest this year.
Special, yeah.
She had a fan in front of her face when she was trying to talk.
Yeah, for a good reason.
Harry Carey would try to come out of her throat.
She heats up. She's heating up.
Okay. Call
her Heating Up Fance. Fancy Dancer.
So she's a pitcher?
Yes.
Okay.
She's the Fancy Dancer. That's what they call her on the mound.
Mm. More like Fance Vader.
All right.
With the fan in front of her face.
Yeah, fan service.
I like that he judges you on your jokes, but he's over there making the dumbest shit fall out of his mouth.
I think that was a perfect example of how we should all dress, really.
Yes, clearly.
I'll never forget Jane Fance, Fancy Dancer.
Somebody do anything else before I lose my goddamn mind.
You guys believe in ghosts?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you guys thought I was dumb.
Can we get Jane Fance back in here?
Oh, my gosh.
She is a ghost.
Because I used to work at a place, and one of the guys I worked with, he believed every single, like, conspiracy theory and believed ghosts were real and Bigfoot and everything. So one time we decided to go ghost hunting.
Have we talked about ghosts on the show before?
I don't think so.
We talked about believing in something.
Aliens.
Santa. Oh, was it aliens?
That's and Santa. And the Tooth Fairy. Yeah.
Yep.
You have to believe in something that's real.
Yeah. Mm, that's true. That's fair.
I'm really confused as to what just happened. Continue with ghosts.
So we went to Harper's Ferry to ghost hunt. I think we were there from like midnight to like 3 o'clock in the morning. Didn't see a goddamn thing.
Oh, that's why. You were there till 3. But, see, 3 o'clock is the witching hour.
That is
from
true.
3 to 5. Yes. So really, you missed your golden opportunity.
That's what they say.
But we were in the town of Harper's Ferry. We kind of went off to like a trail. And there were these fireflies, because it was summer. There were fireflies around. And
Did you kill them?
No.
Oh, shit.
He swore that they were fairies.
Well, see, he was on drugs.
Yeah.
He was on ghost drugs.
Shout-outs to Big John. I don't know if you're listening to this, but yeah. I don't know, man.
Isn't Big John like a rapper?
I have a friend named Big John.
Oh, Lil John.
Mm. And the East Side Boys.
Duh.
But I've...
What? So, I have a similar story. Mm-hmm. I went ghost hunting once from, like, 11 p.m. to, like, 3 a.m., like, 4 a.m. We were out there for a long time, a group of us. We didn't go to Harper's Ferry. We went to Antietam.
Okay.
So, we drove all out there, like, oh, bloodiest battle ever. Whatever. So, I'm like, all right. We'll say
World War.
Yeah, sure.
World War half.
Whatever.
Yeah, World War 0.5.
Whatever. So, we drove out there, and I'm like, I don't believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like something to, you know, pop up like, oh, this is a ghost thing. And I'm like, oh, man, sweet. But I don't believe in ghosts. So we went up there and we looked around. Again, of course, you're not going to see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we took the cameras out and taking pictures like, oh, the orb showed up. I'm like, no, your camera's dirty. Like, you fucking idiot.
Clean your shit.
Yeah. No fireflies,
right.
However.
Fairies.
Yeah, they were all dead.
Wow.
So I don't believe I've been ghost hunting mm-hmm. just because like well I if something can happen sure I'd like to experience that I don't believe no.
I'm the same way. I don't believe in them at all.
I hope they're listening.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
The answer to the question is yes. The place that I work at is fucking haunted. Oh my God. I've seen a ghost in the building. Multiple other people have seen a ghost in the building. Felt a ghost in the building.
Oh, does he have a name? Huh? Does he or she have a name?
I don't give it a name. Somebody I think I swear to God named it Richard.
It's Tucci,
but it's not Tucci.
Tucci the ghost.
It's not Tucci, but I haven't seen it as vividly as other people have seen it. Other people have said that it's got a top hat. I haven't seen it as vividly as like a actual figure. I've seen a shadow, and I've felt serious cold chills up my one arm, but only after 11:15. Anything before 11:15, never had anything happen.
That's when the AC kicks in.
But
we've been having issues.
I've seen shadows down the hallway. I've seen shadows go across lit hallways, and I felt cold on my arm, like all the way up to my shoulder.
Is this your first experience of something like that?
Yeah.
Like did you believe in
ghosts? I've always believed in ghosts.
Okay.
I've always believed in ghosts. But I've never had anything happen like that before. Mm-hmm. That kind of was like creeped me the fuck out. We had the fears conversation, and we talked about like turning off lights and like running out as fast as we can. It's the only room that I will do that in is upstairs at work. Mm. I will turn that light off. I'm gone.
So it's like a ghost. It's not like a poltergeist or any other weird variety. Okay.
Like nothing really weird or out of the ordinary.
What do you think is going to happen to you if the ghost gets you?
I don't know. I don't know what ghosts do.
He's going to slime you. You're
saying Casper.
He's going to slime me. Shit.
Now, I would like to point out, those people that say the ghost has a top hat are probably full of shit.
Probably.
Is there a ghost in that building?
No.
Yes. There 100% is.
Yes.
It's fucked with me before. I work facilities in that building. I've been dealing with ghosts since I was 11. So that I've believed since then. And I'll tell you the stories. But I've been working, and I'll be working, and something has literally been pushed off my desk, and I put it back, and I keep on washing out a paintbrush, it gets pushed off again, and I've literally been like, knock it off, and then it'll stop. Like, I'm not exaggerating at all. That's never awesome. I've never seen it, but, like, things have been pushed off of our walls, like, off of our corkboard wall, or, like, off of my desk. Like, it's happened multiple times. But, like, we like to mess with people sometimes at work. So, one of the guys I work with blew through a tube and was going, oh, and somebody busted in and was like, did you guys hear that? And we're like, yeah, there's a ghost in here. And they believed it 100%. And it was really funny. We joked about it. I wrote it in my diary later that night. I laughed about it.
Where's this diary?
It's secrets. Secret place.
I don't care.
Did you convert that experience into a tree?
Yes.
And then,
okay. It was a ghost tree.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Ancestry.com.
Mark Wahlberg.
But no, I've been dealing with ghosts since I was a little kid. We lived in this house, and it was haunted, and there was a little girl that would cry in the corner every night, and then an old man that would stand over my sister's bed and just watch her sleep. And that's like I've seen it, my mom's seen it, my dad's seen it, everybody's seen it. And then at the one house that we built, there was a little girl. The little girl from the other house followed us.
Of course she did.
And there was another thing. Because my sister played with a Ouija board. And,
you idiot.
Yeah. And, okay. If you're...
I'm out!
and so, I would... Back when MySpace was cool, I was on MySpace.
Still cool.
Okay. Back when MySpace was alive.
Hipster.
It was still gone.
I'm wearing a beanie.
My sister had a friend over, and, like, I heard them playing in the downstairs, like, den area. And so I was on MySpace, like, just, like, dooting along. And then, I, like, look over at the door, and they, like, look back, like, they were, like, watching, and then, like, they went back, and I was like, my sister's annoying. So I walked out there, and I was like, knock it off. And then they weren't down there, and I went upstairs, and I was like, Ma, can you tell Reagan to leave me alone? And she was like, they've been up in her room playing all day. And I was like, cool, not going back down there. And then my sister had to tie her closet door shut because there was someone in there. Same within the bathroom. It spoke to my sisters and me. I'm completely a believer, but I'm not like one of those like stupid believers that are like, oh, they'll get you. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't know. I grew up in church, so like I'm like, oh well, it's whatever. If it gets me, I'm dead. If not, I'm okay.
So why did you build this house on top of like an ancient like Indian battleground?
Burial ground.
Yeah. Battleground.
And it seemed like a good place. It was cheap.
Okay. Wonder why.
Yeah. I'm a complete believer in ghosts and demons.
Good. I guess someone should believe. So there's two of you.
I do. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I wouldn't be afraid of the ghost that's at work though.
No, I don't know. I'm not afraid of like a haunted experience, but I believe that is a real thing. Like, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know.
What's next?
I think
the sweet whistles of war on a Sunday.
Oh, the Attack Zone.
Touchdown. So, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Back here with week 4 predictions.
Can we get week 3? Can we see what the results were?
Week 3 is not done yet.
Okay.
I
was testing.
I have week 1 and 2.
Okay.
Week 1 and 2 combined, Ian, you went 1 and 6.
Hell yeah.
I went 3 and 4. Gage also went 1 and 6.
I knew my picks were super similar.
Kyle went 2-5.
Let's go.
Yeah, showing you guys how it's done.
It's been a weird season.
So, yeah. Week 4 coming up.
Okay.
On Thursday.
With them looks.
On Thursday, you've got the Bears at the Packers.
Okay. Now,
here we go.
This is tough.
I want to hear it.
So, you got the Packers. We've talked about the Packers before. They're packing things always, every day. But now you got a Bear. You can't really pack a bear in a thing unless it's a cage, which is kind of tough to do, especially if there's multiple bears. How many people are allowed on the field at once? 11?
12. That's right.
It's proud.
That's, yeah, that's correct. So you got 11 bears on the field.
You should stop there, honestly.
Against 11 Packers. Obviously, the Bears are going to rip them apart. That's just how Bears do. That's what they're bred for. Go ahead.
So you're going with the Bears?
I'm going with the Bears.
All right.
Da Bears.
Then on Sunday night, you got the Colts at the Seahawks.
Seahawks are a very formidable foe. You see, they're good in the sea and they're good in the air. They're a Seahawk. See, they swim. And you got a Colt. A Colt is just a baby horse. They don't know nothing, right? They're just dumb little babies.
We also call that an Ian.
Yeah. So the Ians are definitely going to get smacked. That's just me and my professional opinion. The Ians are just Dunyan rings. They're just Dunzel Washington. Seahawks all day.
All right. Then on Monday night, you've got the Redskins at the Chiefs.
Indian battle. This is a toughie. See, wherever they play, it's going to be an Indian burial ground, which means you build a house on that shit, you're getting haunted.
It's in Kansas City.
So it's at the Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs are going to smack the Redskins, if I'm being completely honest. All
right.
Kyle, what about you? Bears, Packers?
Packers.
Gage, Bears, Packers.
Packers.
And me, Bears, Packers. I'm going Packers.
They're packing away those Bears.
Yeah, you guys aren't familiar with nature, huh?
Colts, Seahawks, Kyle.
Seahawks.
Gage,
Seahawks.
Colts, Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Would you guys be surprised to know I'm also picking the Seahawks?
Not surprised.
Redskins, Chiefs, Kyle.
Redskins.
Oh, that's right, you're a Redskins fan.
I think he has to pick them.
Yeah, Gage, legally.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Going with the Chiefs.
Hardest place in the NFL to play.
You guys want to know a secret? I'm also taking the Redskins. Okay?
Well, if you're learning anything from last time, the Chiefs already smacked the fuck out of the Patriots.
They did.
So that's true. That did happen.
Go on now.
Alrighty. That's it for the sack zone.
Alright, this has been the zone of sackage.
Touchdown!
So, we've been talking a lot about apocalypse.
If we haven't talked about apocalypse in a half
let's get serious.
Let me rap with you guys. So in the apocalypse,
you gotta sit your chair backwards.
I don't have enough room to do that, Gage. Present me with enough room, and I will flip my chair. Right. Damn it! So obviously, in some cultures, Jesus is supposed to return. Okay. Right. Now, what if Jesus came the first time with technology and cars? Do you think he's upset that he didn't come with technology and cars? Like, do you think Jesus is like, fuck, I wish I came back when that was happening?
With it or, like, in the presence of?
Isn't that the same thing?
I'm saying, like, if he comes, he's like, I have a flat screen TV. Or, like,
yeah, he could show up knowing what everything is, or shows up going, what in the fuck?
He shows up in Jerusalem, he's like, this is an HDMI cord.
What the fuck is this? I gave you guys rocks and sticks. You guys are watching football on a television screen?
Yeah. And what is this porn? What is that?
What's that? I didn't approve of this at all.
See, how many days would Jesus lose looking at porn?
Ooh, it would turn into a quagmire situation, I think.
Yeah, once he discovered it.
He
yeah,
shows
yeah.
up and his arms just jacked as shit. I am your God.
I am world arm wrestling champion Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so do you guys think that he would be... If he showed up and, like, internet and, like, everything was going on and is, like, today's technology, do you think he'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Or do you think he'd be like, oh, I wish I came back in this time? Instead of dumb desert Jerusalem.
I think it would just piss him off, because he'd be like, why can turn water into wine? And we'd be like, Jesus, you can just buy water for like $6 or get wine for $6 out of a bag. And he'd be like, no, that seems pretty easy. It takes a lot of power for me to do that. And he's like, well, what about the bread and stuff? I'm like, well, we have things that make bread at home easily. We don't really need you right now.
Anymore for anything.
Yeah. And the sea has fish.
Yeah, like... It's easy to get fish.
We have fish plants.
We actually watch people get fish on TV.
Yeah, well, it's actually like something we do for fun
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So everything you do, obsolete.
I can walk on water.
Wine isn't really just your blood anymore. It's just something college girls drink when they don't want to get beer.
And trust us, Jesus, we're burning a lot of bushes. Yeah.
Bushes are burning. You ever hear of 420?
God damn it. We can correct vision with glasses. We don't need your fucking hands to do it.
It's a sanitary thing.
Don't touch anybody. We really just
don't
want to
spread Ebola again.
Yeah, you had John 3:16. We have J 4:20. Okay?
It would just piss him off, because Jesus would be the most useless person ever right now. Like, I can't do anything new.
I can bring people back from the dead. Look at Nikki Sixx, Motley Crue. Come on.
Yes, yeah, he's been dead like 8 times. Mark Wahlberg's still dead.
He'd have like 4,000 followers on Twitter, and that's it.
Yeah, he would be the Brian Dunkelman of 2017. No one really cares that Jesus is back. The Kardashians are on. I don't give a fuck.
What if Jesus got hooked on that?
Well, what the thing is, he would get on NPR, right? He would have one of those radio stations where people call in for help.
Mm-hmm.
Like those late, say, so like, well, my boyfriend doesn't really do this.
Love line or
whatever. Yeah, whatever it's called. And then the guy's just like, well, here's two things you got to do. You got to break up your boyfriend, you got to pray to God. And it's like, that's always the advice. That's all Jesus would have also. It's like, it just has this word. And they're like, all right, Jesus, probably not, but I'll think about it. And you can just say that to Jesus.
Or like it would be like some random like story in the Bible. It's like, well, it was, you know, it's like when I fed the multitudes of people with five fish. And
they're like, Jesus, this was a 5-second answer for a 20-minute story. I'm hanging out. I can't.
That's like the back in my day.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
I don't want to hear about your war stories.
When the Jews whipped the shit out of me for 6 miles, you know what I was thinking of? Peace. I'm like, God damn it, Jesus, just give me something.
Really giving me nothing to work with here.
So I guess I'll go for the new job and quit my old job? Like, thanks?
I talked to Jesus, he kind of didn't help at all.
For faith and prayer, anything is possible. Mm-hmm. You're going to get that promotion.
Mm-hmm. His symbolism is way off. Yeah.
Can you imagine how much good vibes he'd be sending out?
Vines?
Vines.
He would resurrect Vine.
Yeah. He would have the best.
If Jesus came back and the only thing he did was resurrect Vine, that would be good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
If anyone can do it, God can.
Look, everybody, Vine's back. I'm standing on a pool.
I'm walking on water. Yeah.
But like all of his vines would exceed the maximum.
Yep.
They'd be like 10 seconds instead of like 8 or 7.
They'd go for 1 second more.
Jesus. His Twitter could have 144 characters and it has 140. Like, well, I fucking did it, everybody.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it, devil.
He would make social media just a little bit better.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
God damn it. He the most pointless person anymore.
No, for real. Like, did you know this? Like, yeah, we have the internet.
Yeah,
we have Google.
I see everything. I can just look it up.
Yeah, I can see it too.
I have infinite information.
I can take you to a different realm of reality. VR.
Yeah, I can sit at home and not do anything.
Come on, Jesus.
Yeah. You don't understand how lazy I can be.
What are you working with? What are you working with here?
But yeah. Cut your hair, hippie.
Are you really Jesus, though? Because...
Prove it. Chris Angel walked on water.
Wait, is he Jesus?
Yeah, isn't he? Isn't that what he said?
Chris Angle?
Yeah, Chris Angle.
Yeah. Isn't he a wrestler?
He is.
Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
That's the joke, but thank you for explaining it to me.
You're welcome.
David Blaine's cool. Jesus.
No, yeah. David Blaine's not a fucking wizard. Yeah,
no,
David
Blaine's not.
Amazing.
No, he's not.
I would like them to come back and they would just have like a magic off.
A wizard duel.
Yeah, a wizard duel. And then Chris Andrew would be like, can I be part of this? He'd be like, no, you fucking weirdo. Get out of here.
David fucking Blaine. Our minds, you weirdo. Yeah.
David Blaine doesn't do magic. He does stupid shit. Like
street magic.
He does sorcery.
His contracts are great. He threw up a frog the other day.
He'll be in like an orb in the middle of New York City for awesome. Like 7 days.
What do you How think Jesus magic? Would do?
I don't know.
Stand on the orb?
Yeah.
Look at me walking this pond in New York.
Yeah.
I don't know.
David Blaine can spit fire.
David Blaine can remove your teeth and then spit them back in your mouth.
Yeah. Damn it, David Blaine.
Always getting me with that.
And then just levitate away.
Yeah. Damn it. David Blaine is Jesus, and that's all I need right now. Just more David Blaine.
I wish every time that Chris Angel did a trick, it would just whisper, mind free. Every time,
that's probably his text tone on his phone.
He'd float away and be like, mind free. After he does a cool trick.
Chris Angel's outside again. Motherfucker.
He's just yelling on a mountain, mind free.
I'm still, instead of David Blaine, I'm just going to keep praying to Chris Angel.
God, David Blaine is the one true.
He's yeah, not. You'll see the way
he's the false trusting. Idol, Ian.
Bullshit.
The one named Angel is the false idol. Read it. Read the scriptures. Fucking nerd.
In Manhattan 3-2, it says.
An ace of clubs, 5-6.
Thou shalt will take your watch.
Thou and shalt God. Not street magic.
Is this thou card?
God damn it. You ever think David Blaine has welcome to be like, I think I could be Jesus. I'm the second coming, and I just don't know it completely.
His publicist is like, no, we're not doing this,
dude. Just don't say that out loud anymore. Never tell anyone that.
I love how he's always so monotone.
I like David Blaine. I think he's cool.
No, I think he's awesome, but he's always like...
Weird as shit.
I think that comes with the job. I think he has to be weird as shit.
He's got like that dumb face on him.
Yeah.
It's just like, huh?
Or just like whenever he pulls off his magic trick, he's just like... Give him the weird stare and the duck face. Yeah, it's so weird.
He's the hero. He's the unspoken god.
No, he's not. Don't come at me with that.
Yeah, Jesus would suck if he came back. I'm trying to say more offensive things.
So would Jesus be an Android person or an iPhone person?
He'd have a jitterbug.
A jitterbug?
He'd have the old people phone. The less things he has to keep a track of, the better.
Start doing ads for 1-800 yep. cars for kids.
Yep. He'd have a life alert. This is great. It calls the ambulance with a button. Oh,
this is the peak of internet.
Yep.
This is the peak of technology.
I get Netscape on this thing.
Look, Jesus came back and he told you he was Jesus. You wouldn't believe him, though.
Exactly.
That's true.
He would be like, I'm God. I'm like, you're crazy. Like, you're not Jesus.
Do you think that GPSs would reroute things like constantly? Like, if you're like, oh, what's the way to McDonald's? And Jesus is like, I am the way. And it just redirects to him.
Just shut up. Let fucking Siri do it. God damn it.
God, Jesus, quit.
Just sit back there and shut the fuck up.
You just check all your routes and all of them are him. It's like, I can't go this way. Sorry.
There's road work up, Jesus. You took me through downtown traffic. You fucking idiot. Siri reroutes me.
There's a toll.
Yeah, I don't bring my easy pass.
I said no tolls, Jesus.
Fuck. And there's cars behind me. I have to try and back it. God damn it.
He's sitting there. There's only one toll.
Your soul.
Soul toll.
Oh, God.
Well, we're at 1:03. So what else you got?
Are we done being sacrilegious?
You can be whatever you want.
It's 2017.
Yeah. You can be Jesus if you want. David Blaine is.
Yeah, just ask David Blaine. Or Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's going to do it for us. It is National Women's Road Warrior Day, so if you find a road warrior, go ahead and share this with them after you War of the Roads. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play. We're on Podbay, actually.
Yeah, that I don't know why that happens.
I don't know, but that's really cool. We're on Podbay, so if you find us there, what's up?
Are we on the Zune Marketplace? Huh? Are we on the Zune?
If we can't get Zune,
we're gonna work on that. We're gonna work on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, can we get those hookups to Zune, please?
Do you want me to call 2006 and see if they're still kicking over there?
Well, we could Zune to the moon, okay?
I had a Zune. Did anybody else have a Zune?
No,
I didn't. No, I didn't.
No,
you're the 1% of idiots.
I didn't buy it. I like somebody left it at my house.
He stole
so
it.
So it just became
as worse.
On purpose.
Ooh!
Somebody left it there on purpose.
Happy like, day!
I'm going to leave this trash here.
I hope you don't mind.
Find us on our Facebook. On our Facebook page, How We Do Podcast. We're on Twitter. Go ahead and send in your questions if you have any. All you slackers that
we
listen to the show.
More questions too.
We need to ask more questions.
How We Do Podcast at on Twitter.
Yeah, you can email us at howwedopodcast@gmail.com.
Just give him everything. It's fine. I don't care.
This is Gage's phone number. No.
Call him with questions about the podcast.
At all times of the day, he's always
awake.
Especially when he's working.
Yep. My favorite.
But yeah, this will do it for us. And thank you, Chef. Stay golden and do it for Johnny.